If you haven't already done so, come to lie down on your back. And of course, the support you choose to lie on, your choice. Ideally, that support is firm to create a sense of feeling held, supported. That could be on the floor, on your bed, on the couch. And the traditional alignment of Shavasana, the arms alongside the body with the palms turned up or lightly in. The legs are extended out along the support with the heels hip width apart and the feet falling naturally out to the sides. Of course, if you'd like support underneath the knees, underneath the head, please gather that support, making yourself comfortable, and once comfortable, close the eyes. Making any necessary adjustments. And scan the awareness down the body, starting at the crown of the head. Imagine cleansing water trickling down the body, running down the face, the back of the head, the neck. Cleansing warm water running down the shoulders, the upper arms, the chest. Cleansing, clearing abdomen, lower arms, lower back. This cleansing water passing the hands, the buttocks, the hips, the pelvis. Moving down the thighs, the knees, the lower legs, the feet. This cleansing water washing over the whole body. Feel now, or take your attention into the right leg. Right leg sinking into the support beneath you. Allow the right leg to be limp and completely at ease. In the same way, the left leg. Left leg sinking into the support beneath you. Left leg limp, completely at ease. The buttocks dissolving, softening. Let the hips be heavy. The spine. The back. The back of the arms now. Releasing right arm, hand, left arm, hand. Feel into the shoulders and allow them to surrender to the support, consciously removing the load. Releasing any tightness from the face. Feel the forehead smooth and free your mind from any tension, letting go of the events of the day. Giving yourself this time to be present, to recharge. Become aware of sounds in the distance. And let your sense of hearing operate like a radar beam, searching out for as many sounds as you can hear. Move your attention from sound to sound without identifying the source. Perceive now sounds to just inside the room. Hear the sound. Drop it, search for another. Bring the focus now to closer sounds. Sounds in the body. The sound of your breath. The sound of the heartbeat. In this stillness, the stillness between each beat, the pause, the silence, hear the sound of your Sankalpa. Mentally repeat your heart's desire and hear it. Hear it in your ears. Of course, if you don't have a Sankalpa, take the attention to the heart space and just resting in this space. Allowing that seed to be embedded in the subconscious, we'll now take the awareness through a rotation of the body. And as each body part is mentioned, become aware of that part. Feel into it. Just like psychic acupuncture, where the mind goes, energy flows. Tonight, the awareness will travel quite quickly. If you get lost at any time, when you're aware, you're present again, continue on as the body parts are named. Starting at the right side, direct the full attention to the right hand thumb. Feel into the thumb. Shift the awareness right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right side of the chest, waist, right hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, right ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth, whole right side of the body. Whole right side of the body. Present, aware, connected. Direct the attention now to the left hand thumb. Feel the left hand thumb. Energy, left hand thumb. Awareness touches as each body part is mentioned. Move left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, side of the chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, left ankle, heel, sole, top of the foot, left big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth. The whole left side of the body. Whole left side of the body, relaxed, energized. Move the awareness now to the back of the body. Literally feel heels, calves, backs of the knees, backs of the thighs, the buttocks, lower back, middle back, upper back, lower arms, elbows, upper arms, shoulders, back of the neck, back of the head. Trace the awareness down the spine and back up. Attention to the crown of the head. Crown of the head. The forehead. Right temple. Left temple. Right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow center, right eye, left eye, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left nostril, upper lip, teeth, tongue, jaw, chin, front of the neck, throat pit, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, center of the chest, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, pelvic area, tops of the thighs, knees, shins, tops of the feet. Awareness of both feet, both legs, both hands, both arms, the torso, neck and head. The whole body. The whole body resting on the support, relaxed, energized, whole body awareness. Whole body. Notice within this body moves the breath. Observe the flow of breath as it arises spontaneously. Direct the attention of the breath into the spine, following the passage of the breath as it moves along the length of spine. Inhale, picture the breath ascending, rising. And exhale, picture the breath descending. Within the solidity of the physical structure of the spine, the breath passing through the fluids that run through the spine, the heat within the spinal column and the breath within all of this. Inhalation, breath ascends. Exhalation, breath descends. Add to this awareness of movement of breath the mantra, so hum. As the awareness ascends up the spine, the mantra so on inhalation. And as the awareness, the breath descends, mantra hum. And staying with this practice, the breath, the mantra, the awareness traveling as one. If the mind wanders, gently guide it back. Breath, mantra, awareness. Staying with the practice. Utilizing this practice as a pranic healing technique, helping to clear the channel, clear the pathway on an energetic level. This practice helping to balance, to restore the chakras, the energetic centers of the body. Breath, awareness, mantra, synced. So on inhalation, hum on exhalation. Allow now the mantra to fade and the awareness of the breath to be connected now to the experience of opposites. Create the experience of being really hot. That experience of feeling really hot. Perhaps it's the middle of summer. You feel the body's temperature rise. That experience of being hot, perhaps a little uncomfortable. Maybe the body is sweating a little. That experience of being hot. Release that experience now and cultivate its opposite, feel the body becoming cold. That experience of being cold. Recreate this experience as though the body were really cold, the extremities feeling cold. Perhaps you experience the sensation of goosebumps. Release this sensation now and come back to a comfortable temperature. The body a comfortable temperature, resting as you are. Warm, cozy, at ease. Take the attention now to the space of thought, Chittakash, the viewing space of the mind, the mind's eye, and awaken the images as described with this observer state of mind. So staying witness to the response through the journey of the life of a droplet of water. Imagine yourself to be a droplet of water hanging on the end of a leaf. This droplet of water, progressively, you're getting bigger. You're getting bigger, ready to drop off the leaf. As you, as a droplet of water, increase in size, you fall off the leaf and onto the ground. Gradually, there's a letting go as you drop down onto the earth, sinking into the thirsty soil. As you move down into the soil with other droplets of water, you move towards the roots of a plant. Allow yourself to be absorbed into the roots of the plant. Traveling along and up through the stem of the plant into the leaf. And there the leaf becomes plump and lush with your help. It's morning, the sun is shining, and with this increase of temperature as a droplet of water about to escape from the leaf, you feel yourself getting warmer and warmer, more energetic, lighter, and free. Back into the earth, and as a droplet of water vapor, you rise higher and higher into the air, up and up into the sky. See the earth receding below. With great speed and activity, come right up into the blueness of the sky, joined to become a cloud, millions of water droplets swirling through the air, a big, white, fluffy cloud, floating along in the blue sky. The temperature is dropping, the cloud becoming cooler and bigger. The raindrops and the dark cloud surrounding gets heavier and heavier, about to descend to the earth in a flurry of rain. Gradually you find yourself falling down. Down and down, splash. You find yourself on a plastic bag. Trickling down the plastic bag, you realize you've landed on a rubbish dump. and you trickle down through the layers and layers of rubbish, all that stuff that nobody wants anymore. You seep down, picking up pollutants, chemicals, absorbing them as you carry them down, eventually becoming a little stream out into a creek. Flowing along the creek, you look up at the surface of the creek from underneath and you see a rainbow of colors. All the pollution on the surface. Moving with speed, you find yourself tumbling and crashing down the creek and out into the river. The river becomes slower and wider as you're carried down towards the sea. And with the sea, you again feel freedom, space, moving out into the vast expansiveness of the sea, a blue sea, great big waves. Look down through the sea as it becomes calm and see a coral reef beneath. The brilliance of fish, corals, and all the colors and life that it holds. As you move around the coral reef, you see some shapes in the water and wonder what type of animal this might be. The next thing you know, as a droplet of water, you're being swallowed. Swallowed, and you go down into the animal and form the intestines of the animal. You get absorbed into the blood. Rushing around as part of the blood, eventually you get squeezed through a tiny gap and into the kidneys. As parts of urine and as part of the urine about to be excreted, the next thing you know, you're hurling down the toilet bowl. You are in a human being. Find yourself with other droplets in the toilet being flushed away, down the pipes and spilling out into a settling pond. The tranquility of this settling pond continue to follow the life of this water particle as it moves down into an irrigation tank. And you find yourself being pushed through bubbles, movement, activity, being refreshed, oxygenated, rejuvenated. Having been cleansed on another journey up a pipe, up a black poly pipe to emerge from a sprinkler, splashing across the ground and then landing on another leaf. And there you find yourself. Quietly hanging on to another leaf, and again you become bigger and bigger and drop down onto the thirsty earth for another journey of a water droplet. Become aware of any thoughts, reactions that may have arisen from this visualization sequence. Again, with the observing mind. And now release these thoughts, images, and take the attention to the mind's eye and picture a blue, vast, expansive sky. This blue, vast, expansive sky, bring to mind again your Sankalpa. Mentally repeat it 3 times. Recalling the Sankalpa made previously. Otherwise resting in the heart. Allowing the Sankalpa to settle. Flourish. Connect again to your breath. Become aware of the subtle sound the breath makes as it enters and exits the nostrils. awareness to the sensation of breath, to its rhythm, its depth. Allow yourself to deepen the breath a little, observing, noticing how your breath affects your body. Notice how the abdomen, the chest rises, falls. Feel the contact with your body and the support beneath. Picture the body's place and position in the room, the features of the room, the walls, windows. Externalize your awareness by extending to the sounds around you, allowing them to impact you, awakening you up to the time of day. Now, if you're choosing to continue with your external your practice, if you'd like to continue in a meditation practice, please ignore the rest of my words and continue resting as you are. If you're choosing to externalize with me, deepen the breath a little further, consciously making movements to the abdomen, the chest. Extend those movements to the fingers, the toes. Move the hands, the feet. And take whatever stretches the body calls for. Slowly waking yourself up. Moving in whatever way the body calls for. You might like to roll yourself to one side, and when you're ready, come up to a comfortable seated position. And to close the practice, we'll chant the mantra Om once together. For Om chanting, take a deep breath in. Bring the hands together, rub the palms vigorously, creating warmth and energy. Take the hands to the closed eyes, soaking that energy in. Gently massage the eyes, massage the face. Release the hands, open the eyes. Namaste.